It is time now for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It's WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30. That would be right around now during the Aaron Keck Show. Presented by the PTA Thrift Shops in downtown Carrboro and in Whole Foods Plaza on Elliott Road in Chapel Hill. Whole Foods Plaza undergoing a construction renovation right now, but the PTA Thrift Shop there is still open, regular hours, and they're stocked for the summer. So head on over, shop there, and support this great organization. We've got two great guys here in the studio to help us out with Kids Q today, Aaron A.J. Johnson and Victor Crunchwrap McGurk Lewis.
Great guys? We're great guys?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
We are Crunchwrap great.
Yeah.
As good as a Crunchwrap. Twice as delicious. Man, I just want to take a moment. I love the Kids Q intro music so much. It's so delightful and uplifting. I want it to be my ringtone. Yeah.
The ukulele, man. Ukulele's doing it to you every time.
It's nice, right?
Really. Mood boosters.
You
certified.
Could probably, I'm sure there's some program where you could get that as your ringtone.
Yeah.
It's Android.
Yeah. As long as you don't have an iPhone.
Do you not? Can you not set your
it
own ringtone on an iPhone?
It is prohibitively difficult.
You can set it, but it's a pain in the tuchus.
Keister.
Oh. Yeah.
Ooh. Keister.
All right. So I think Keister and Tuchus are just anagrams of each other, right?
I thought Tuchus was something entirely different.
I'm
gonna have
no.
to Google that as soon as this is done.
Tuchus is a butt, Victor.
Is it?
It's a butt. It's all my goddess. Yes, it is.
Well, that was 2 minutes in. Are you ready for Kids Q?
Absolutely.
All right, everyone get around the radio. Here is today's question. If you were a supervillain in a comic book, what would be your name and catchphrase?
Name and catchphrase.
I told you this was a good question.
I already have mine.
Do you?
We came with this last Wednesday. I would be Baron Von Crunchwrap.
Oh, my.
Yes.
I was trying to stay away from it, like keeping the Crunchwrap theme going here.
Not only am I a Crunchwrap, I'm a Baron Von Crunchwrap, which means I'm a German Crunchwrap, which, as we all know, are the most evil of Crunchwraps, the German ones.
What about the British ones?
Ooh.
Oh, what if you're like from the royal family that's technically German but has lived in Britain for the last 300 years, so you get the worst of both worlds?
So you mean the actual royal family?
Yes.
Who changed their name in World War I because their name was too German?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Baron Von Crunchwrap Windsor.
Ooh. Okay, so
what would be my catchphrase?
You gotta have a catchphrase.
Okay,
though.
Hold up. Prior to getting to catchphrases, I think we need to cover what you do as a supervillain. What your supervillain activity? Like, what is your dastardly plan?
Are you stealing the soul from South Korea?
I'm basically the comically inclined version of Dr. Doom.
Okay, cool. So you're trying to found your own Crunchwrap-based nation.
Yes!
Crunchvaria.
Crunchwrapia.
All right, catchphrases. Let's talk catchphrases. I mean, I was already thinking in variations of just like, prepare to get folded.
Okay, so what are existing catchphrases for supervillains? Because I think of catchphrases as being like the hero in the action movie. Like, they've got the catchphrase.
I feel like usually when I say catchphrase over a supervillain, it's actually them getting punched in the face because it just says kapow.
I was thinking that too.
Well, I guess Joker has Why So Serious.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't even know if that's a Heath Ledger.
I don't think that was an original thing. I think that was just Heath Ledger pulled that off in the movie so well that everybody just kind of retroactively added it to everything else.
We definitely ran with it.
And then they stuck that on the poster so people were listening for it.
Didn't the Riddler have one?
Riddle me this, Batman.
I was expecting a lot more Jim Carrey in that, and I'm disappointed.
I'm more of a Frank
Riddle
Gorshin
this,
fan,
Batman.
But
whatever.
Riddle me this, Batman.
Kapow!
That sounded like a 40s like radio
marker.
Serial
bing, bing, bing. Hello, 1940s calling. They want their language back.
Wayne Manor. Riddle me this, Batman.
Baron Von Crunchwrap's evil catchphrase, though. And I feel like we need it to be what you say in victory rather than defeat. Hmm. Because most villain catchphrases, like we got the classic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just you meddling kids.
Or the Penguin always like, I'll get you next time, Batman.
Yeah.
So,
in victory, what would
victory,
Baron Von Crunchwrap Windsor's thing be?
I'm actually sad that we're taking the doctor route, because I also wanted to have doctor involved in my villain title.
I said Baron. You can still do doctor.
You can do doctor.
It's a riff on Doctor Doom, though. I'd still feel like I'm stealing it. It's honestly difficult to figure out what I would be as a villain.
He's probably got an honorary PhD.
From Crunchwrapia U.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, like I was
and
imagining
Stanford.
Myself as...
And Stanford.
And Stanford.
And Duke.
Home of supervillains.
Evil schools. Evil schools.
Yo, Duke is the Slytherin of the triangle. Fight me. That's where supervillains are made.
That means State is Hufflepuff.
Well, we knew that.
Yeah, yeah. We did know that. Bunch of softies. On the court and off.
Oh no.
Oh, here it goes.
I'm still thinking, this is like being at a restaurant and not knowing what I'm going
to
order.
I kind of like the prepare to get folded.
Yeah,
it's actually really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a riff off my current favorite phrase.
Or prepare to get crunched. Although that feels like that's more of a...
Because folded refers to getting knocked out.
Yeah.
You better scramble like an egg before you get folded like an omelet. Like, that's... That's my favorite thing to say currently.
That's fantastic.
That is your favorite thing
to
say.
That's my favorite thing to say.
That's everyone's favorite thing to say.
It should be. It's fantastic.
So if your phrase is prepare to get folded, I want your supervillain name to be like playing card themed for some reason.
Ooh. No, I want shuffled to be involved in the catchphrase.
Oh, nice.
I feel like most of the playing cards are already... I mean, I think DC has a whole playing card-focused group of criminals. Because remember, the ace is a big, burly guy.
Yeah.
And you got the king and the jack and the queen.
Right.
Yo, I would love for my villain name to be 52 Pickup. Like the world's worst card game
that everyone hates. Those are your henchmen.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, right.
The crazy 80s.
If we're doing a card, I already know what Victor's supervillain name would be.
What?
Gin Rummy.
Gin Rummy?
Oh, can your catchphrase just be Jen?
The world's oldest supervillain. I'm just an ancient man.
You're an 85-year-old woman living in Florida.
I don't get to be a supervillain until I'm 75 years old.
Yeah.
I'm actually down with this. Like, that's a wonderful origin story. Like, I probably got sick and my hospital bills weren't covered by insurance, and now I'm robbing banks to pay for my own treatment and the treatment of others.
Pretty sure Breaking Bad already did that.
But we discovered at the end that he did it for himself. It wasn't because of the cancer.
Yeah.
Just like me. I'll be doing it for myself, too.
Yeah. and the grandkids.
I feel like Gin Rummy is not a good name, but it is a pretty good catchphrase. I like the gin. I like that a lot. Other old people card games. Bridge. I don't know how to play bridge either.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a catchphrase with bridge.
The Bridge is kind of a cool supervillain name, but also it still sounds kind of like a hero.
All the better.
I could just be Mr. Spades. Dr. Spades.
Dr. Spades.
All right, yes, we are onto something now. Dr. Spades. And I carry the full suite of spade cards, and they're like Batman utility belt things, sort of. Like, each card has a different thing, like poison gas card, like all sorts of things I can throw and things can happen. I still have my gang, only 52 members.
Right.
And that's my, like, call for them to beat somebody up. 52 pickup! And then they go and beat the brakes off somebody.
Yeah.
All right. Dr. Spades.
Dr. Spades.
Dr. Spades, and my catchphrase is 52 pick 'em up. Yeah.
Nice.
I'm here for it.
And then you get Motley Crue to do your theme song. They call me Dr. Spades.
Yeah. They call me Dr. Spades.
Well, no, Motorhead. Just the Ace of Spades.
The Ace of Spades. Yes. I have to carry a boombox. Man, I would write a whole comic about this, to be honest. This is
a combination of like a supervillain and Lloyd Dobler from Say Anything. Just holding up the boombox.
As my gang
rushes around you. Yes.
That's inspiring. I'll be a great supervillain.
I've got a boring name, but a good catchphrase. I want to be the professor.
Okay.
And I want my catchphrase to be, "You've been schooled."
Yes.
I'm down for this. I am good for this. In the Schwarzenegger voice.
Yes.
And the professor,
you've been schooled.
Yeah.
Yes. And you could already do this in your real life. You don't have to wait until you're 80 and have medical bills that you have to rob in for.
I can have medical bills right now. Consarn it.
We all can.
All right. So your catchphrase, AJ, did we... Did we figure that out?
Wasn't I the prepared to get folded?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was prepared,
to get folded.
Are
you prepared to get folded? All right.
Victor's was...
52, pick him up.
Hey, if you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question, ask your kids this question, and just see where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, feel free to share them with us or DC or Marvel, because you might make millions that way. On Facebook or Twitter, tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at PTA Thrift Shops. Use the hashtag KidsQ. Crunchwrap, AJ, thank you so much.
Thank you.